This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones. You can take control of the airwaves here, as always. You may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have all kinds of other options for you to contact us here, including the Matrix chat room. You go to chat.lrn.fm. You can connect in there, and then you can talk with other Free Talk Live listeners. But the best way to get on the air with us here is actually through the Matrix chat, because it sounds better when you call us through that. But there are some steps you got to jump through. First, you got to get on the server, and that does take a few hoops, a little bit of hoop jumping. But we've got the step-by-step instructions for you over at chat.lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight on Free Talk Live, we can talk about sterilization. Maybe the World Health Organization has actually admitted that they plan to sterilize people with vaccines. That's what Andy's going to be telling us about. And also, nobody is joining us here. Again, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we got a ripe story of hypocrisy out of Rhode Island, where the governor told people to stay home before herself going to a wine bar.
So
we could do a whole show on that.
So yeah, with you tonight, you've got Ian here,
Andy,
and nobody.
So yeah, you can certainly fill a whole show with hypocrisy of politicians. There's no doubt about that. In other news, a gunshot wound victims, so plural, included in Colorado County's COVID-related death totals.
Oh my God, color me shocked.
Mm-hmm. A Colorado coroner is outraged over the inflated coronavirus-related death totals in Grand County. According to Brenda Bach, the county's five COVID-19 deaths include two gunshot wound victims.
But they'll remove them in a few weeks, and then, you know, it'll all be fine.
The state health department says they're simply following protocol from the Centers for Disease Control by including anyone who's tested positive for COVID-19 within the past 30 days.
Wow. So I guess they weren't lying. That's... the so-called conspiracy theorists were absolutely correct. They are putting people on that list for no sensible reason.
And we're still not, and we still have zero excess deaths year over year.
Compared to last year.
Compared to last year, and we even have 2 million more people than we did last year. So,
as far as population?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is definitely proof here that it's exactly what people have been saying, that they're going to chalk anybody who's had, quote, had COVID and then died as a COVID death. In the same way that when they report a, quote, alcohol-related traffic fatality, it sounds like that was a drunk person behind the wheel. But an alcohol-related traffic fatality can simply be that you crashed your car and died, and there happened to be a closed bottle of liquor in the back seat.
Wow.
That's an alcohol-related traffic fatality, right?
Unbroken seal and everything.
That's a very dangerous thing to do. That bottle might jump up in the front seat and attack you, try to take control of the car, realize where it's going, somebody's going to drink it, it's got to escape.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's what I'd do if I was a bottle of liquor.
You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up.
That's how insane it really is. So it does make you question how inflated these COVID-19 numbers are, because number one, they're inflated on at least two factors, right? We know that they're inflated here by they're going to go ahead and report somebody who died from a gunshot, even though they had COVID within the last 30 days. But did they even have COVID? Because we know that the PCR tests are revealing a ton of people as, quote, having COVID who may not actually have it at all. And of those, of course, who do have it, there's a ton of them who are completely asymptomatic and all that. So
yeah, I mean, it's picking up antibodies, so they're kind of also, which is, you know, on the antibody test, it's like, okay, that might mean that you have it, or might mean you did have it, or it might mean you're immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you died of it if you got shot in the freaking head.
Well, the inventor, right? We've talked about this on this show. The actual inventor of the test says these tests are not to be used to diagnose sickness. And he says that you can basically find any one thing in any person, and you can just amplify it and amplify and amplify it. So you guys, I don't know if you're familiar with the thresholds, but the FDA basically says that the tests are supposed to be run at a threshold of a cycle of 40. And they say that...
Didn't Fauci himself call that, like, completely irresponsible?
Completely
something?
Meaningless. Anything over 35, basically...
Was that in the old days when he was a doctor, before he became a politician? Because he said a lot of stuff when he was a doctor that completely contradicts
well,
the stuff
I think he's been a politician for
a politician.
I think he's been a politician for a long time. From what I understand, he's been in the federal government for a long time, not just this
over
year.
Over 40 years,
yeah.
I think.
Ah. So he's always been a political... animal, but for whatever reason up front, he said very, very different things than he did a little bit later on into this situation.
Yeah, he wrote a paper pre-COVID singing the praises of hydrochloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is so dangerous that you know, the Michigan governor had to outlaw it as soon as she found out that Trump had mentioned it.
He also wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine in the beginning of this thing that COVID was more akin to a seasonal flu and that the death rate was more similar to 0.1%. So in the New England Journal of Medicine, that's only a journal that gets distributed amongst doctors.
Yeah, it's a huge journal.
So then he goes on TV like 2 weeks later and says that like 250,000 people could die. And this was in the very beginning when we didn't even, you know, we didn't even know. There was only a couple hundred deaths or whatever at this point. He goes on TV and says that 250,000 people might die. And remember the initial models, the Imperial College model? They said 2.2 million.
Yeah.
Then Imperial College got $79 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation this year. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here!
Keep in mind that with those numbers, the population of the United States is huge.
Yes!
Okay, 320 million people. So 1% of that is 3 million people, and 1/10 of 1% is 300,000 higher than what Fauci said. So he may not have been lying. He just used a different set of numbers that was calculated to frighten instead of 0.1%, which wouldn't scare anybody.
But we know that those numbers aren't even accurate either, because what we just highlighted, we got gunshot wounds. Did you guys see there was a story out of Florida, a motorcyclist died in a motorcycle accident, and they said that he died of COVID, and then they had a doctor, they asked, and he goes, well, I think it could have been the COVID that caused him to crash. He literally said that on TV in an interview.
Just like it was the COVID that caused the police to choke the life out of George Floyd earlier this year.
Oh, really? Did they put him off on COVID, too?
They sure did.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I wonder if his killer is going to be able to get an acquittal based on that. Oh, he didn't die of me. He died of COVID.
Well, don't worry. They're probably not going to charge him with anything, so I don't think
I thought they already had.
Really?
I thought they killed him when the ashes of the police, or I thought they charged him when the ashes of the police station were still warm.
Yeah, okay.
He was in jail for a while and bonded out.
Yeah, I don't know if they kept the charges, though. I don't know if they kept them either.
We'll sometimes they just make them until people chill out
and then say,
it's okay. We'll give you a mulligan,
Something
bros.
Stinks about that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Something stinks. There was some footage going around before it got deleted and pulled from pretty much the internet, where they had him in handcuffs on the sidewalk, and they had security footage from a local store that was there, and he was in handcuffs on the sidewalk for 20 or 30 minutes before all of a sudden, so they had him subdued in handcuffs, and then all of a sudden he ends up on the pavement with a knee on his neck. Something stinks to me about that.
It stunk for him, too.
Yeah, sure. But I just like, man, I think they were trying to foment chaos, you know?
Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the look on that guy's face, he looked like, I'm going to try not to think about what I'm doing until this guy dies.
He looked like a real evil person. Yeah,
he really did.
My
impression was that he had every intention of killing him going in. And orders? I don't know.
Well, there is a story here that says that Derek Chauvin, who is the murdering cop, He did have a third-degree murder charge dismissed, but they are apparently facing still some other kind of murder slash manslaughter charge. Second degree, I guess. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're invited to join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. Boy, has it been an amazing 48 hours for the price of Bitcoin.
It was 2,200 still, or 20,000, I mean?
It hit over 23,000 earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. It had come down a little bit when I saw it. I was like, I was running, I've got a little computer program that does program trading for me, and I looked at it and I was like, wait a minute, that can't be right. I got to go to the exchange. Something's wrong with my program. Nope,
it was right. Yeah, up, God, I don't know, 15% or something in the last 48 hours, maybe even a little bit more than that. It's been, it was at least 12% yesterday, and that was before it was 23,000. So,
yeah.
Amazing stuff. You can go to Bitcoin.com. You're going to hear stuff about this. There's going to be some people, lots of the mainstream media. I was just sitting in a bar tonight, having some breakfast before I came over here, and there was one of the TVs. They were talking about Bitcoin. So once again, it is it's on the lips of a lot of the commentators out there right now. You need to go and learn the basics, though. Take the time to go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started right there at the top, and they'll take you through. There's like a 2-3 minute long video that you can watch that'll give you the brief overview of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general.
And then FOMO in like a mad bastard.
Wait, you were in a bar? What's that?
It's a thing where people can go and order drinks and food in this case. You don't have those in Massachusetts anymore, huh?
I don't think they exist anymore.
What do you make of this?
Okay, I think I remember them.
Yeah.
We
have one where you can actually spend your Bitcoin Cash and your Bitcoin, which is pretty cool.
True.
I actually paid Bitcoin Cash for my meal tonight. Which was nice.
Lovely.
Yeah. So you can do that here in Keene, New Hampshire, and there's also the Seacoast where there's a lot of places that'll take crypto, which is pretty cool. But go to Bitcoin.com. You got to learn the basics first, and that's a great place to go and do it. Let's go to Scott. He's in Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Andy, and Nobody.
Good evening, gentlemen. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I want to say this to your listeners out there listening. Do not take this phony vaccine. I repeat, do not take this phony vaccine. Whatever the government tells you to do, do the opposite.
Yeah, that's how I live my life.
And be disobedient. Also, as I on my last broadcast, don't pay your taxes. If you band together, and I also mean individual income tax people for your home residential. If everyone, gentlemen, across America, think about it. We said, no, we have no money. We're not going to pay our residential income taxes. Can you imagine how you would bring the IRS and this evil federal government to heel? Do you have any idea how you bring them to their knees?
Well, let me add one thing to that. Yeet your dollars. Get rid of them. Stop holding dollars.
Mm.
Get gold, get silver, get Bitcoin Cash, anything to fire up. I mean, buy beans, but anything to get the dollars out of your hand, get the blood money out of your hand, and as we stop demanding dollars, that can lead to hyperinflation from the demand side.
That's good advice.
Scott, I think if we take your advice, I think that breaks the matrix. I mean, honestly, if we stop paying these taxes,
The thing is, it won't do anything to the government, okay? Because all they have to do is just hit the print button and make the money printer go, brrr, you know, make more money come out.
But when the money printer goes, brrr, the money is worth less.
I know that, but I'm just saying, the point about paying the IRS is immaterial to what the government's trying to do, right? Like, they don't care,
it's material,
honestly.
In that income taxation reduces inflation, okay? It takes money off the market.
From what I understand, the income tax, from what I've heard, I don't know if this is true, I've been told the income tax goes to only pay the interest on the national debt. That's all that it goes to.
That $30 trillion national debt that's just completely out of control,
You have to combine what Scott's saying with your idea, Nobody, because because if you just retain the money that you would have paid to the federal government, well, that's good for you in that you have that extra money, but if they're printing like crazy, then the value of that money that you've retained just drops and drops and drops. So the best thing you can do if you were to not pay the IRS, would be to then go ahead and do what you're saying, which is to say buy some Bitcoin, buy some gold, that kind of thing.
We have to be, gentlemen, we have to take a stand against it. What worries me is if I know that we could put the government in their place, but the American people, what I'm scared of, the American people are so dumbed down, so weak-willed, so stupid. They're like sheep to the slaughter. They will not follow through with this idea. They will not follow through. And there needs to be mass resistance. There has to be mass resistance against the government. That's the only way you can get the government off of our back and stop persecuting the people.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not enough people who are willing to do that yet, at least. And I mean, there are some. There have been some pretty large crowds in some cities opposing these lockdowns, like, for instance, outside in Staten Island at the Max Public House, where that guy ended up getting arrested for just trying to get away from some undercover cops who were, you know, not revealing who they were and running at him and yelling his name. He got in his car and tried to get away, and then he, quote, hit one of the cops, and this was because the cop jumped up on his hood and was like standing.
Well, it's almost impossible not to hit somebody when he jumps up on your hood.
Standing in front of his car, so definitely trying to get in the way. But there were hundreds of people that did gather outside of that person's restaurant to show support. So there is some support out there. It's just, it's paper thin, it seems like, in most places.
Mm-hmm. Well, people,
we need massive pushback. And, you know, gentlemen, I know you get annoyed, but I have to say this to your audience. I really do believe out of the bottom of my heart that this comes really right out of the specs of the George Soros playbook and the Saul Alinsky playbook, where this is to unravel, to disintegrate society, and also out of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which in large measure a Jewish plot to control the world. And I do believe that.
You always give Scott enough time. He'll always go back to Jews being the problem here. I don't understand why you don't see this as a power problem. People who are in search of power. Are there Jewish people in search of power? Yes. Are there Christians in search of power? Yes. Are there Satanists in search of power? Yes. There's all kinds of people who are looking for power over other people's lives. It doesn't have anything to do with one group more than another. There's sick power freaks everywhere, Scott.
Let me give you an example. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. Okay, mm-hmm. The man controls one of the biggest banks in the world. Somebody asked me, I was talking to someone, why is gold, how come gold doesn't skyrocket? I said, frankly, gold should be $10,000. With this economy, gold should be $10,000 an ounce. That's the low ball figure. It really should be $100,000 an ounce. But the point I'm making is this. Jamie Dimon has suppressed the price of gold. He has the power to suppress the price of gold. The point I'm making is that is evil.
Okay. Well, Jamie Dimon might be evil. You don't get to say that every Jewish person is evil because you don't like a banker. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here.
He got on all that good stuff, and then he had to fall back on his old material, didn't he?
Yep. 855-453.
Disappointing.
The more minutes you have him on the air, the closer he gets to doing that. It's always a guarantee with Scott the Bigot. 855-450, free like freedom. You can put money on it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Share your thoughts with us.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are close to an agreement. It's not a done deal yet, but we are very close.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, striking an optimistic tone regarding a new coronavirus deal. The Democrat also saying,
we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. But we need to provide a platform to build on. We need to address this emergency right now.
President-elect Joe Biden is encouraged by bipartisan negotiations on a new coronavirus relief package.
The stimulus package is encouraging. It looks like they're very, very close, and it looks like there's going to be direct cash payments, but it's a down payment, an important down payment on what's going to have to be done beginning at the end of January into February, but it's very important to get done.
This is USA Radio News. A Senate hearing on voting irregularities in the 2020 election gets a bit heated between Chairman from Wisconsin Ron Johnson and Democrat Senator from Michigan Gary Peters.
We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press. I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
Facing strong criticism, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced an audit of signature matching for ballots in Cobb County after claims of voter fraud. Raffensperger saying, "My goal is to make our elections accurate and secure and believed by the voters." You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, want to say thanks to the new number 2, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Meaning that the new number 2 is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So thank you.
You are number 6. Who is number 1? I am number 2.
New number 2. You can go and sign up as he or she did over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get some cool perks. Let's talk to Steve. He's in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, the political refugee from Connecticut.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, fellas.
Yay.
Good to see Andy chowing down the pizza on the live stream.
What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, Ian, I sent you an article from Revolver.News about Mnuchin and Bitcoin. But
Mnuchin, that's the Treasury goon, isn't that right?
Yep.
Yeah, the government.
One West Bank, right?
Yeah. And there's a great thing in there about the Diamond as well. Maybe you can check it out during the break. But anyway, I heard you talking about, you overheard someone talking about Bitcoin earlier. In a bar or something like that?
No, it was on TV.
Yeah.
We were talking about Bitcoin in the
technically
bar.
Technically overheard.
Yeah, we were talking about Bitcoin in the bar, right? Because it was a cryptocurrency meetup.
Right. So just historically, when the average person starts talking about something, there just seems to be a bad outcome. Let's take internet stocks in 1999. Everybody was like, "Oh yeah, I'm buying internet stocks. I'm flipping this and doing that." And then the market bombs out. And then in 2008. Oh, yeah, we're buying real estate. We're flipping houses. And then, boom, that bottoms out. And when the average person starts talking about Bitcoin, I'm going to buy Bitcoin. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to make a lot of money. it may bottom out. I don't know.
So that's an interesting thing to say. One of the things that's different about Bitcoin is its supply is not controlled by politicians, and the political scene has no effect, basically, over what Bitcoin is sold for in the marketplace, whereas, you know, certainly the banks were behind a lot of the real estate boom when they were giving loans to anybody that could fog a mirror. So there were certain, you know, there were certain banking policies and, you know, free money policies and crazy loan policies that, that went behind that particular bubble in that case. Bitcoin's not related to any of that stuff, and the politicians don't have any sway over it. So I don't think you're going to see that happen with Bitcoin.
But well, they're,
I mean,
they're
the general the general theme, I think, is probably accurate because the average person is late to the party.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, when your doorman is not the the fastest car in the he's not the fastest boat at the dock, or he wouldn't be your doorman. But the thing is, there's still the if you look at the adoption levels of cryptocurrency, they've got a lot of room left to grow. I think before that trend gets saturated.
Yeah, and it may not be Bitcoin when everything's all said and done. I mean, we don't know for how long Bitcoin's going to stay on top of the heap of all the different cryptocurrencies out there. Right now, it's got a market dominance of over 64%, meaning that of the entire cryptocurrency market cap out there, all of the cryptos and its value, all of the crypto's value combined, Bitcoin represents about 64% of that. So,
of course, 10 years ago, it had 100% market dominance, so it's lost a third of it over a decade.
It actually, at one time it was as low, I think, as like, didn't it get down to 30 in the 30s somewhere? I forget where, like 35% at one point during 2017 when there was the big switch over to a lot of the alternatives. Bitcoin took a big dive when it came to its market dominance. And that could happen again. And it could happen again in 2021. It could happen again next week.
Yeah, what about the banksters starting their own cryptocurrency? Although you put crypto in air quotes.
Yeah.
You know, like the JP Morgan coin, the Fed coin, the Goldman Sachs coin.
Right. Yeah. You got to put those in quotes because those aren't real cryptocurrencies. Those are centrally controlled currencies that are completely administered internally by those various different banks and governments. So cryptocurrency sort of, there's certain things that make it special, that make it unique. And one of those things is that they're open source. So if it's not open source, you can't prove it's a cryptocurrency because no one else can go in there and actually look at the cryptography. They can't look at the programming and verify it and double check it and make sure that there's no backdoors or that it actually does the things that it says that it does. If there's no open source, you don't have a cryptocurrency. You've just got a promise from whoever
else. Jamie Dimon says that Jamie Dimon's all for it if it's properly controlled and regulated.
That's not how any of this works.
Yeah, you can count me out on that.
Aren't they trying to like get rid of encryption, though? Aren't they like
they hate
an attack and war on encryption right now?
Absolutely. The government would love to get rid of encryption, but unfortunately there's that pesky freedom of speech that sort of stands in the way because that's basically all that programming is.
Oh, like the freedom of speech we received at the governor's house? Speaking.
See, that's the problem. Is
they don't care. They don't care about
our objection anymore. The First Amendment also forbids the existence of the FCC.
And there
but
it is.
I can think of seven words that I can say right now that would get them awful irritated.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. So in addition to cryptocurrency being open source, it also should be decentralized. It should be distributed, meaning that there's not one central location at which some government goon could show up and, you know, present a warrant and take a machine away and then, you know, take a computer out of a rack or something like that and shut down that operation. So because Bitcoin is distributed, meaning that it is copied, you know, there's copies of the Bitcoin blockchain, which is essentially the public ledger that backs up Bitcoin. That's one of the things that makes it unique. That blockchain, copies of that exist in thousands of locations all around the planet simultaneously. So you cannot go into a room somewhere, grab a machine out of a rack, and shut down the Bitcoin network. You can't even grab 1,000 machines out of 1,000 racks and shut down the Bitcoin network because it's distributed and it's decentralized. So those are two other factors that make cryptocurrency unique compared to these other things you're talking about, like the banker coins.
Right, and the other problem is I can't buy it in Connecticut.
Well, pick some up when you're in Keene. You need some crypto, I'm your huckleberry.
I'll bring my greenbacks up.
You bring the greenbacks, bring the gold backs, bring the silver, bring whatever you like. I'll trade you some happy, happy crypto for it.
There you go. Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Take care, brother.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yeah, he's in Connecticut, and he was telling me about this off the air that he was trying to buy through Edge Wallet, where you can, you know, go and there's different exchanges or whatever, different vendors, and whichever one he tried was not allowing him to buy because he was in Connecticut. It just wasn't available.
Wow.
And it might have been because he was close to New York, because New York has what they call the Bit License.
Right.
And they passed this in 2015, which basically the whole point of it is to restrict the marketplace as far as businesses that can do Bitcoin-related stuff. And so you've got to pay like $100,000 in order to apply for the license and, you know, jump through all kinds of hoops and hire an attorney. And it's like, you know, only the biggest of big players can actually qualify for this thing. So most of these companies, they just won't even deal with New York.
That's what they call the just us system. Mm-hmm. Who can make money under this system? Just us.
Yeah. And so I actually have a story about New York here tonight. According to Reason.com, Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, has now, speaking of freedom of speech, decided to ban the Confederate flag while admitting that he realizes that this is likely an illegal thing for him to do.
Nice gloves,
then
you freak.
Why is he going to do it?
Nice gloves, you freak.
Because there's no... He's wearing blue gloves, by the way, listeners that can't see the photo. Because, nobody, there's no penalty for him to do this. There's no cost to him to do this. He can make a big show about how he's against the Confederate flag, ban the Confederate flag from New York. Inevitably, it may be overturned in the courts because free speech, and then he won't get removed from office. He won't get fined. He won't have to go to jail. So
there's nobody wants to see him get assassinated.
Yeah, there's no skin off of his back for this at all. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, even if you were to assassinate him, he would just be replaced by another thug. There's more coming up here in moments.
Emmy award-winning Cuomo.
Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, the Confederate flag now banned in New York, according to Andrew Cuomo, the governor there. We'll tell you more about that coming up. You can join us as well. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Plus, Andy, you're going to take us back into the past a little bit, looking at the World Health Organization admitting that they do intend to sterilize people with vaccines. So that's going to be interesting. We'll talk about that. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Robbie Sove over at Reason.com reporting here that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed legislation as of Tuesday prohibiting the sale of Confederate flags on public property, including at state and local fairs. Cuomo was well aware that such legislation is likely to fail a First Amendment test, but that didn't deter him. He said,
"Until today, I had absolutely no reason to own a Confederate flag. Now I have one."
Well, you don't live in New York State.
I don't. If I lived in New York State, I'd be out at the State House selling one.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. They're not saying you can't have a flag. They're just saying you can't sell it on public property.
Well, I don't want it. Yeah. I just want to sell it on public property because that's illegal.
Quote, the country,
and most fun things are.
This is what he said at the time. He said, quote, "The country faces a pervasive, growing attitude of intolerance and hate. What I have referred to in the body politic
contributing to it
as an American cancer. By limiting the display and sale of the Confederate flag, Nazi swastika, and other symbols of hatred from being displayed or sold on state property, including the fairgrounds."
How about the hammer and sickle?
I bet you that wasn't included.
Pretty good signal of hatred.
"This will help safeguard New Yorkers from the fear-instilling effects," I think he meant instilling, fear-instilling effects of these abhorrent symbols.
A flag is hatred, and closing people's businesses is for their own good.
Oh, yeah. That's just loving
kindness. That's amazing. I mean, that is
Unbelievable. Cuomo.
I don't believe it.
Noted that, quote, certain technical changes are necessary, unquote, to make sure the ban is compliant with the First Amendment, which protects free expression, including the
technical changes are known as repeal,
including the expression of hateful ideas. Those changes should probably involve scrapping most of the bill, according to Reason.com, which is a mess. It prohibits the sale of, quote, symbols of hate, unquote, which it defines as, quote, including but not limited to symbols of white supremacy, neo-Nazi ideology, or the battle flag of the Confederacy, unquote. Keep in mind that while we live in a world where some people think the OK hand gesture is a white supremacist signal, and the New York Human Rights Commission has been particularly inclined to overinterpret the government's mandate to ban things, this is not a recipe for restraint. And it is interesting that the, although they do say that the, quote, symbols of hate that are prohibited are including but not limited to, and then they mention all white supremacy related stuff, as though there's no other, like, symbols of hate out there, as though there's no, black or Mexican racists or anything like that. It's only those racists that
are the
bad ones.
You have to feel bad to be white. Something you had nothing to do with.
Oh,
by the way,
it's not that those are the only racists. It's that they're the only racists they have a problem with.
Yes, right. Yes. The bill also exempts museums, books, and educational purposes in general, which provides a wild interpretive leeway. And the aforementioned fairgrounds provision applies to private actors on public property, which is almost certainly unconstitutional. In 2008, the Supreme Court ruled 8-1 that a notorious hate group, the Westboro Baptist Church, remember those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Ruled that they could stand on public property and shout obscenities near the funerals of military service members. There's little question the First Amendment broadly protects hate speech on public property. And we're better off because of that, I'd like to point out. I realize that hate speech is ugly and, people don't want to hear it. I don't blame you for that. But the answer to bad speech is not prohibition.
More speech.
It's more.
Better
speech.
Better, more and better
right.
speech.
Be more persuasive than the hateful people. It's not that hard to do.
Because when you suppress speech, when you try to, when somebody when Facebook, for example, tries to suppress my expression because I'm saying things they don't agree with, my first reaction is not to think, oh, well, maybe it's false. Facebook doesn't believe it. It's Facebook is trying to push this stuff down because they know it's true.
I just got out of fascist. I call it fascist book jail.
You got out.
I just got out of jail. Like I was literally.
How long were you in there for?
I was banned for like a week, probably.
What were you in for?
I called some guy a pussy. he was like basically telling me that I have to get vaccinated and all this. And I was
now,
like,
where was this guy? Was he on your page?
No,
commenting?
It was like, of all places, it is in a group called Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
It is the furthest thing from common sense,
wow.
These people. It's just a
common
bunch of...
Common sense is none too common.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's just a bunch of crazy liberals that are re-parroting mainstream narratives, and they like share New York Times articles about the death rates, and I mean it's just total
now,
lunacy.
Parroting is that when somebody repeats it and then you repeat it again?
That would be correct.
Okay,
yeah. That would be correct. And
this guy
embarrassing.
Was. Do you think he reported you, or was it somebody else in the group that reported you?
I don't know if it was a report, probably because they were like coming at me pretty hard. There was like five of them coming at me, like you are such a shameful person, and it's your fault that you won't wear a mask and you won't distance and lock yourselves in your home and throw away your whole life. It's your fault.
Right. You hate your grandmother.
I hate my grandmother, exactly. And I was just like, the fact that you're literally...
Well, your grandmother's mean.
Yeah.
She's just straight up mean.
My fault that you're so afraid to live that you won't literally leave your living room. Like, you're going to die in your living room alone, and you're okay with that. Because the government told you it was for your own good.
So they banned you for name calling?
Yeah.
That was what it was?
Yeah,
wow.
It was bullying. Oh, bullying, yeah.
Wow. I haven't been on Facebook to speak of in months.
How's it been?
It's actually been good, but the funny, I had to unsubscribe from all of their mailing lists, because all of a sudden, like 3 weeks ago, they started sending me like 50 messages a day telling me what's going
on Facebook. Look what you're missing on Facebook.
Yeah,
they did that to me
too. Time for that.
They did the same thing to me. They weren't sending me the messages when I quit, but it was some amount of time after I had quit. And it might have been a few weeks, like you're saying. All of a sudden, I noticed I started getting these notices about, here's what's going on Facebook. And it's like, no, thanks.
It's like that girlfriend who, you know, breaks up with you, and then 3 weeks later, she's like, why isn't he calling me? Because you broke up with him.
They are throttling anything that's talking about vaccines right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Why do I want to go on there and have them tell me what I can't say?
I can say
anything I want to myself in my living room.
Yeah, I just maintain a presence on there, like, in hopes of, like, maybe reaching someone, you know what I mean? It's not like I focus any of my attention or energy. Yeah. Like, I was pretty embarrassed that I spent that much time going back and forth with those people. Mm. And so, like, I wish I had that hour of my life back, you know? Yeah. But I try to maintain a presence on there. I just post videos. I sort of post and drop, and whatever happens, if people try to interact, I don't even really interact there. But that's where all the normal people are that we need to wake up. So it's like, if you just plant some seeds and go, hopefully it materializes, but... It's pretty futile.
It seems like it. I mean, it's
pretty futile.
When I got out of there, it's been almost 3 years. It was actually New Year's Eve nearly 3 years ago when I decided that I was done with it. You're just not able to reach the people like you used to be able to on your friends list. A decade ago, you could post something and everybody who was your friend would see it on their feed.
Yeah.
And then they just decided, no, we're just going to let only 3% or 1% of, you know, whatever your friends are happen to see the thing that you've posted, and you can't invite everybody you know to an event anymore. It used to be you just click invite all, and then Facebook took that away. And then you needed to get like a plug-in. You could like download somebody else's plug-in that would put the invite all button back. It would basically sort of force that feature back onto it, and they broke that later, and that's... Can't do it.
I actually wrote myself one in JavaScript where I had a little script that ran in the Firefox debugger, and it was just a little JavaScript thing, and it went down and pushed all the buttons, and then they started saying you're pushing the button
too fast.
You can't do that anymore.
Yep. Well, the algorithm's gotten so good that literally everybody's page is so individually catered to them, from the products that they're buying to the posts and the things that they're interacting with. So it's like, basically, everybody's Facebook is either, it's kind of like 50-50 of an echo chamber, and then basically the stuff that really pisses you off. So it's
and then
like,
you want to stay there to fight these pointless,
futile
battles.
It's totally futile.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, we're going to go back to the 1990s, where, Andy, you've got something to share, something pretty revealing about the World Health Organization.
Like
855-453, like freedom. You
take
can
me
join
back
us
to 91, please.
Here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Take control of the airwaves.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.